Why did the chatbot cross the road? As an AI language model, it doesn't have physical presence or the ability to cross roads. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. That rather disappointing punchline was the real response I got from ChatGPT when I asked it to complete my joke. No doubt, the current generation of large language models have a lot of impressive capabilities. Striking Hollywood writers have raised alarm about their use in the scriptwriting process. But when it comes to killing a comedy set, these systems still have a ways to go, according to Tony Veal. He's an associate professor at University College Dublin who studies computers and creativity, especially humor.
It's one of these fundamental human qualities, isn't it, that we hold out as being special for us as a species, especially when it comes to the contrast between us and machines. If you understand someone's sense of humor, you understand them. It's a bona fide for who they are.
And mastering humor has sort of been held up as a significant milestone for AI. Why would this be such an achievement?
Well, if you think about the things that traditionally indicated progress in artificial intelligence, the ability to do planning, to solve problems, to play sophisticated games like Go and chess, all of these have rules associated with them, and mastery of the game involves mastery of the rules. But something like humor does exploit the unwritten tacit rules of social convention and so forth, but it's just as much about rule breaking as rule following. And if you think about a machine being humorous, it has to know which rules it can break at any one time. So it's not in this well-defined space anymore. It's defining its own space as it goes along. And it's a risky activity, humor. We take a risk when we try to be funny, when we try to be provocative, when we try to play with norms and conventions. And our machines would have to be risk takers too. Ultimately, humor is a sandbox for playing with ideas.
How would you sort of characterize the current state of humor capability in tools, you know, that popular tools like ChatGPT, large language models that we have now?
If you have a low bar, then it's impressive. And I think we need to give these large language models their due. I mean, they weren't designed to be humorous. They're built to be generators of texts that are consistent with a prompt that they're given. And the suggestion that sometimes we might want humor and we might want the system to be genuinely creative is a very big ask. And if you think about what these systems do and the facile way they work with language, this highly productive, generative way they work with language, they do have a certain easy wit about them. It's not the humor of the stand-up comedian. It's not going to be writing jokes for one of the prime-time chat show hosts anytime soon. But on the level of everyday conversation between friends or between acquaintances in emails and so forth, it is actually very good, I think.
I love reading or listening to Jerry Seinfeld talk about the mind of comedians. You know, there's so much that is kind of ineffable about comedy, where you can say, okay, you know, this plus this plus this equals joke, but it's not always funny in practice.
No, certainly not.
And so I asked ChatGPT to tell me a joke in the style of Jerry Seinfeld, and it came back with, a little mini monologue. Why do they call it instant coffee? I mean, if it's so instant, why does it take longer to make than regular coffee? You stand there pouring water into a cup, stirring, waiting for that magical moment when it finally turns into something that vaguely resembles coffee. And let's not forget the disappointment when you take that first sip and realize it tastes like someone melted a shoe in hot water. Instant coffee, more like instant regret. It's like, it clearly, it kind of sounds like something that, you know, there's a lot of material out there about Jerry Seinfeld talking about coffee. He has a whole TV show that's getting coffee with comedians in cars. What is ChatGPT doing to generate that kind of imitation of a Seinfeld-style joke?
Right. Well, Jerry Seinfeld is one of these special people, isn't he? He can, in this alchemical way, turn really rather mundane observations into comedy gold. What language models do and what ChatGPT does, it has this very general purpose approach to modeling language, the so-called language model, which makes it good at playing language games. And its internal mechanisms are attuned to how words are used together. Speaking like Jerry Seinfeld is a language game. Speaking like Groucho Marx is a language game. If you see enough data from Jerry Seinfeld and Groucho Marx, you can play the Jerry or Groucho language games. So the words will come spilling out and they'll be contextually coherent. They'll form meaningful sentences. They'll have the cadences and the rhythms of these particular comedians, but they won't have the comedic brain behind them that says, well, if I choose this word to maximize the payoff of the joke here, then the audience will have this sense of surprise and delayed gratification and so forth. It's not strategic in its use of words to achieve a humorous goal in the way a professional comedian would be. It's simply spilling the words out, paying no more attention to comedy than to a car manual. They are simply playing the games that language is used to play in these different contexts.
Do you anticipate these systems will become more capable of humor in the future?
Yes, they have surprising phase transitions. When they get bigger with more connections and are trained on more data, they'll certainly develop what we consider to be the components of a sense of humor. So an appreciation for incongruities, say, the funny peculiar moments that sometimes turn into funny ha-ha moments. The machines seem to be showing good skills at detecting incongruities at the moment. Skills that I wouldn't have expected them to have by now, which suggests to me that they're getting the baseline components in place on which one would build a sense of humor, a sense of incongruity, a sense of the absurd, an ability to turn absurdity into meaning or to extrapolate common sense situations into the absurd in the first place.
Tony Veal at University College Dublin. His most recent book is Your Wit is My Command. If the intersection of Seinfeld and AI is your thing, then I have the perfect recommendation for you. Nothing Forever is an unending stream of AI-generated Seinfeld episodes, or Seinfeld-ish episodes. You can watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the streaming platform Twitch. We've got the link at our website, marketplacetech.org. The stream was banned briefly earlier this year after it generated some transphobic remarks. It's now back, apparently with more guardrails, but the same long, awkward silences, anatomically incorrect sitting postures, and bizarrely unfunny jokes. It reminds me of something Jerry Seinfeld, the real one, told the Harvard Business Review in an interview a few years ago when they asked him if a business consultant could have found a more efficient way for him to keep doing the show. He said, "If you're efficient, you're doing it the wrong way. The right way is the hard way." Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.